Hello and good morning. Hey, welcome. Yes, I am live right now. We're going to kind of reverse the program today. I'm traveling, and I did definitely want to take some time to talk about a couple things that really struck me during this volatile time, and I really wanted to talk about it. So I've got a couple things I want to talk about, but if you have a question, I'd love to entertain that too. We're here for the first 30 minutes. And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Okay, so obviously the market's doing okay. It seems to be catching some footing as the week goes by, and then bam, Friday comes, and it just is a disaster. And market's down 500 points-ish. And tech stocks are even worse again. And you hear more and more news, and now all of a sudden it's negative, right? Because that's what people do. They weren't negative 3 months ago at the highs. They're negative now. This happens all the time. And we get this sense that, these people are all negative and Wall Street's on top of it and they know what's going to happen. And so, it gets really scary. And it feels that way because it is so hyperbolic how our reporting is. It's just, you just find people and people and people and people to parade around, particularly if they're bearish. It's just the way it is. And we act like this doesn't affect us because we think it doesn't. But if you check how you felt 3 months ago and you check today, because my balances are down. That's right. And that's inevitable and certain. And you know it. I don't like it. I don't like it either. But I do, because I have to come back to this. A couple things I want to touch on here. Number one, over our entire life, the market's gone up 10% per year. And when I say our, I mean all of us. Because if you're 30 years old, you're 43 years old, you're 57 years old, you're 62, or you're 88 years old, it's 10. But you see, you don't get 10 without some price to pay. Because with stocks, you have this whole group of things, right? You don't have any management responsibility. What in the world, what part of business that you can you get into that you don't have management responsibilities? That you don't get a phone call in the middle of the night because the toilet's plugged up? The answer is you can't even get that on real estate even when they call you in the middle of the night. Nothing does that. And you have zero responsibility. Zero responsibility. So you have no responsibility to do anything. You can do it for $50 a month. What? $50 a month? Yes, as little as $50 a month. I thought it was a rich man's game. No, it's a poor man's game to get to riches. It is that easy. And I'm about to tell you, it's that hard too. Because of how you feel. Whenever you're 401k balance goes down. We're going to talk about that. You have that. You have the ease of doing it. Any business day, you're in or out. Also a problem, of course, because most people want out when things aren't going so good, so they sell low and buy high, and they repeat that behavior and wonder why they didn't get anywhere near 10%. All of this is available to everybody. Well, I can't afford to be in stocks. Really? You can't afford $50 a month? Yeah, it's pretty hard. A cup of coffee a day is $150 a month. A cup of coffee a day, excuse me, for the last 40 years. Are you ready? A cup of coffee a day for the last 40 years is over $1.2 million. That's not in Google stock. That's in the S&P. That's just the broad market. $150 a month for 40 years, over $1.2 million. Seriously. How can we not do that? Slam dunk. So what do we focus on? What are we doing all the time? Here is USA Today. As I'm traveling, I see this, and it's like, great, all right, hey, that's good. Here's a hotel room. Have one of these. So I grab it, and okay, that's fine. It'd be good for the plane. So I see this. Why your 401k just lost $8,733? I don't know about you, but mine lost a lot more than that. But anyway, that's because the average balance is like $100,000 or something like that. Okay? That's the headline. So there's two things that scream in this article that I really want to talk about. One, you don't lose till you sell. And I hate saying that. I hate the cliches. I hate all that stuff. It just bugs me because it makes it, it oversimplifies stuff. But it's true. But this is what they say. And you have to understand, every single day we throw the newspaper away and they got to come up with something to tell you the next day. Do you realize how irrelevant it is whether it went up $8,000 or went down $8,000 the last quarter to your retirement plan of income for life, meaning 30 or 40 years of life expectancy in retirement that may begin 20 years from now? Completely irrelevant. I mean, so irrelevant, absolutely doesn't say anything about how your retirement will be. But how do we measure it? Oh my gosh, my 401k went down. That is a good thing there during the accumulation phase, for crying out loud. It's a good thing to go down because you get to buy more. It's a good thing, even if you aren't putting a lot of money in because you're reinvesting the dividends. What dividends were cut during the last quarter? Yep, the final Jeopardy question is none. They were raised. Your income actually went up. Huh? I know. This is why it's hard. I said it's the easiest game in the world. It's the hardest game in the world. It's the hardest game in the world because we're just built weird to do this. We're human beings. And this is why discipline is so important in our lives, right? I mean, because humans walking around, it's like, I love this. This professor, I mean, he's a psychologist. I can't think of his name right now. Jordan, I think it is. You should YouTube him. You should, because he's a phenomenal brain. He communicates wonderfully, straightforward. I'll get it at the break here. I'll get his name at the break. If my buddy's listening, I know he's already texting it to me. So anyway, he's great. And he phrases it this way when he's talking about things like addiction. So people say, why do people... why do they do cocaine? He says, the real question is, why don't we? Why don't we act like a mouse that's addicted to it and just continues to consume it until it dies? Why not? You see, when we think about that, we are such pure emotion that without any discipline, we don't have any chance of anything in life. All we'd want to do is just act like a bunch of apes. We really would. We want to eat, we want to have sex, and that's it. And if we had availability of drugs, we'd just do drugs. Without discipline in our lives, we would never do anything. And this is so true about money. Without discipline, we would react to every little hiccup. And people say, no, I'm just kind of risk averse. Then stop it. I mean, I get really nervous. Then don't. Look, you have to create these disciplines if it's bad for you. If it's bad for you to have, say, a 401k, I just can't stand it when it goes down in value, then just you're going to have to get over it. Because that's what happens. Because it's not okay to put your money in a 10-year treasury earning 2. It won't be enough money. It won't grow enough. It won't spin off enough money in retirement. You just can't do that. You cannot do that. And I understand we want to, but to not address the simple questions, I understand. But there are certain things we've got to move forward with discipline in and say, yes, if you want your money to provide the lifestyle you want, to leave an inheritance if that's something you want to do, or leave something for the charities that you love, if you want to have enough in retirement, you must invest. I know you don't want to. I know you want to have $200,000 under your mattress, but you can't, because it doesn't produce anything. In fact, it loses money to inflation every year. You can't do that. Yeah, but I understand. There's a lot of yeah buts. Sometimes we have to say no to ourselves. I need to change on this. I need to grow in this. Somehow I have to be different in this. We have to do that. And when we only see 401ks that are completely irrelevant, when we read headlines as $8,700, if that bothers you for any reason under the sun, don't look. You already know what your statement's going to show. It lost money. Well, I need to... No, you don't. You don't need to do anything except keep doing what you're doing. Put money away and go, hey, you know what's down? I know it's down. I don't want to look because that bothers me. But what I do know is that the $400 a month I put in my 401k, that's buying more income for the rest of my life. More dividend paying stocks, more dividends for the same amount of money. This is a good thing. That's all you need to know. Because the specifics of it may change this good thing into you feeling like it's a bad thing, which could change your behavior, which you don't want to do. Because we want to live this with discipline. No, I'm an investor. I'm going to put money in. This has worked all my life, all my parents' lives. It's worked all the period of time before me. I believe it will continue to work better than anything else on the planet. Why would I change that? Well, because I'm reading a lot, I'm doing a lot, I'm growing a lot, I'm doing this, and I understand this, and I heard this guy about trading this program, and this, and I heard about this new equity index annuity. Hey, I get the upside, and I don't have any downside. Ooh, that's what I want. Of course we all want that. But you see, it doesn't exist. But the way currently the insurance laws are, they can say anything they want. That's not true about securities, which is why, by the way, they're not securities. Did you know that? So we have to be careful. It drives us to do things that we know aren't true. We know that the people, the charlatans that are out there, that I don't want to call them crooks. I hate to do that, but you know, kind of sort that they're misleading. They don't tell the full truth at all. How's that? Is that politically correct to say it that way? And they say the words guarantee, guarantee, guarantee. So we go, so we're mesmerized, and we know in our gut this can't possibly be true. You can't have market returns without risk. You can't do that. I know that's not true. My grandmother knew that. She only made it through the ninth grade. We know this is true. We know that you can't have that, but we want to buy into that in times of turmoil. Now, we've got to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to touch on the final piece that I wanted to really touch on today, because in this very same article were two different things that just screamed at me. It's like, why your 401k just lost so much money? Because markets are volatile, for gosh sakes. That's what happens. On our way to getting 10% per year, we have bumps. That's what happens. It's inevitable, certain to occur over and over again all the days of our lives. This isn't even severe. You mean it could get worse? Of course it can get worse, which is better while you're in your 401k accumulating, but I know nobody says that, and you can't believe it, and unless you have discipline, you can't live it. It's just something, this is normal. This happens. It doesn't feel like it's normal when it's happening. Just understand that. It feels worse. It's loud, it's noisy, it's political, it's awful, it's Trumpian times. But you see, we liked it until this last quarter because the market went straight up. Look at the backdrop, the fundamentals. It's all we can do in times like this. All right, we got to take a quick break. I've got more after this, and hopefully you do too. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Hey, and also it's Jordan Peterson is the fellow. Dan, thanks for sending that along. I appreciate it. I knew you'd help me out there. So, hey, I'm serious. This guy is really brilliant, and I've really enjoyed him both. Just all the way around. But he has some really interesting commentary financially about the education system, about young people these days. And I don't mean it in any kind of curmudgeon old way, like young people these days, you know, you just walk around with their face in the screens. None of that. Really thoughtful. He's, I guess, like the number one YouTube, searched guy. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that. So I appreciate his thoughts, and it really helps me clarify some of my thoughts as well. All right. Hey, we do want to go to a phone call here, but before we do, I wanted to finish up my thoughts on this as well. Now, one of the things that this article had pointed out, and it's not much of an article, it's just a little column here, and I know I could beat up on USA Today every single day. That's an easy peasy thing to do. But at any rate, what I wanted to do was to point out the fact also that in this article, as bad as it is, it gets worse. You know, all you want to do is focus on you lost this much money. It also says, but the good news is that most people don't have all stocks in their 401k. That's a disaster. Just because you lost more this quarter, it also means you didn't get the 400% increase. This is so stupid. It's like monumentally stupid. Because you have a bad quarter, we don't want to have as much money because you have a bad quarter. Now, the bad quarter doesn't come anywhere near to erasing the fact that if you were 100% stocks through this amazing bull market that's up 400%, instead we're going to measure that you would have been down less right now. I mean, it's absolutely, don't do that. Don't fall for that. You want to have and be in the best investment class, especially when you have many years until retirement. And don't forget, retirement is a transition phase, not an end-all, be-all phase. This is not the end. We just stack dollar bills and put them under our bed, okay? All right, so we'll come back and talk more about that, what an appropriate allocation is in future programs. Right now, let's go to Dave in New Plymouth. Dave, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hey, I had a couple of questions on a Roth IRA I have. What mm-hmm. I got is I'm kind of a new guy doing it. I've had it for a while, but haven't really been putting a lot of money in it. And but when somebody's managing it or has it, it's through a investment firm or whatever. And when it seems like we're not even getting I'm not even getting, you know, basic what the market's putting back. And I'm just kind of curious if how long do you stick with something? How many years do you stick with something before you just try something different?
Well, that's a fair question. Go ahead.
Did I lose you?
No, Dave. Okay, I thought you still had more to add. Okay, no. Let me say that that's a very, very good question, and also a little too complex for the minute and a half I have left today. But I want to say that it depends on what other things you're getting. I mean, in regards to this, are you just getting investment advice? Have you just put money in and you're not putting any more in? There's a lot of different questions that go into how long do you keep something that doesn't feel like it's performing. I think you at least should have an explanation. Is it sitting in too much bonds? Is it in international, which isn't necessarily bad? It just may not be performing as well right now, where it also has a history of doing very, very well. So I think you have to be aware also that most funds have not performed as well the last 3 years as the overall market, because the market has been driven by the Googles, Netflix, you know, what people call the FANG stocks. And that's not going to be what any manager is going to just own. So it's a pretty tough environment for those managers. So try to get an explanation as to why that is before you just say, hey, this isn't working. I'm going to go do something different. So ask that. And then if you're not comfortable with the answer, then start looking for a new advisor, if you will. I think that's probably the fairest, best way to do it. Dave, I'm sorry. I'm just about out of time today. Can I get you to call back maybe next week, and we'll finish up your second question, okay?
All right. That'll work. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And thanks to all of you. Enjoy. I've got actually Kevin Miller interview in the second hour. So good. We're playing it again. Have a good day.
And blessed to be part of your day, Kevin Miller in the Morning on KIDO Talk Radio. Thank you all for joining us. As we wait for Dave Petso, I do want to thank everyone who had a chance to join Idaho Shares, 7Cares, 7Cares, Idaho Shares on Saturday. I know that so many of you give. And as we talked about last hour, I sure do appreciate people that are out in the cold when the wind hits your face. And not just getting in and out of your car, but those people that are working, whether it's on State Street, whether it's building new homes in Napa. It sure means a lot that you're out there making a difference. So thank you. And for those of you that have any type of insecurity, those of you that have any type of want or need, It's inspirational when you see the work of the entire community, from little kids to corporate giants, making a difference. So thank you very much. Sure appreciate everybody stopping out, from the Boise Fire Department to our friend Tommy Alquist to so many folks, to security guard Mike on 7 Cares. It was a wonderful day. Now coming up, Dave Petzo will join us from the Petzo Center, Petzo Financial. And Dave was there, and we did ask him next year, would he like to do his show from 7 Cares out at the Albertsons parking lot? He said, yes, Kevin Miller, I'm up to it. So we're going to take him up on that. We're also going to talk a little bit about, well, your retirement. We're also going to take a look at the markets and the fluctuations. It's been a bad month for the markets. So we'll hear what Dave Petzo has to say on that. And then more importantly, what's going to happen when the Democrats take office? You might have heard Adam Schiff saying that the president of the United States not only could be impeached, but as soon as he gets out of office, that he could be put in jail? Yeah, no. He's saying that. How irresponsible is that? Now, maybe some of you that are the DLL, the dirty little libs, or I'm sorry, the devious little libs, would in fact take a look at this and say, yeah, that's not too bad. Yeah, let's impeach the president. Let's get rid of him. Doesn't there have to be evidence of that? And we haven't seen that. We haven't heard that, have we?
On the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
There we have it. Adam Schiff talking about not only impeaching the president, but indicting him. How irresponsible is that? So we're going to get to that and the economic impact it will have on your retirement, your 401k, and everything else that matters. Correct? We will take a look at that coming up with Dave Petzo from the Petzo Center, Petzo Financial. And remember, the host of Money Matters for over 30 years on KIDO Talk Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Sound a little out of breath here this morning.
Yeah, it's a little different. A little different to hobble in.
You're hobbling. Why are you hobbling?
I'm hobbling with a broken leg.
You broke your leg.
I did. It's not even a good story.
Well, why don't you share it with us?
It's really not a good story. Because I don't...
You're refusing to share the broke...
I mean, people might think, really?
People might think that I had something to do with it, so I'd like to deniability, sir.
So, okay. So, I just simply was in the hot tub too long. That was basically...
That's the
short of it. I was in the hot tub too long. We got out, and I've never passed out before, so I didn't really think, and just being a guy... I didn't say a darn thing.
Well, my favorite story about you is that you waited till the next day to go to primary care.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that because you're a fiscal conservative and you didn't want to pay the inflated cost at the emergency room.
Nor did I want to go through all the EKGs and all the other nonsense they were going to put me through because, just in case it's my heart. Yeah.
Right. Don't worry about that at all. This is what I love about Dave Petzo, though. The story may not be good, but even better is that you waited till the next day. You knew your leg was broken. Your foot was broken.
Know. Yeah.
And you decided to gut it out. So even though the pain was coursing all over your body all night, you stuck to your conservative principles.
Right. Well, it wasn't that painful. I mean, you act like I was, bleeding to death.
Well, I don't know. Breaking a leg doesn't sound very comfortable to me.
It actually is not very comfortable, and it reminds you every day how uncomfortable it is. It just goes on and on. But very fortunately, I haven't had to use the pain meds and things like that because they do slow down your recovery. They really do.
All right. Fair enough. So there we have it, kids.
It's ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
If you can.
580-5436, 580-KIDO. Dave Petzl joining us here. How are the markets doing?
About as well as I am. Just really close. Yeah. Yeah. They're not doing well right now. Kevin, we're bouncing. We're in one of those periods where we had a great week, right? I think it was when we talked last week, I was telling you, wow, we just had the best week we've had since 2011, right? I mean, it was up like 5% for the week. We're down 4. We're back into negative territory for the year. So the markets are in a very volatile period now and don't feel right. And as I talked about on Saturday here, it's difficult to do, but these are the times that people look for, they want. You're getting good bargains on stocks, great companies that are, in some cases, the Googles and Apples are off 20, 25% and more. So It's the opportunity for people to buy in, but they don't, and they won't, and they just get scared to death. In fact, you get you always get jabber. Boy, if it just bounces back up, I'm out. I don't want to go. I don't want to do this anymore. And when people are kind of like that, if it just bounces up, you know, to 25,000, I'm out. I'm done. Then you miss all the recovery. When periods are like this, we think in the abstract, I will invest in that. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I want. But when the reality of it hits, people just don't pull the trigger. And it's really sad because they get caught up in the day-to-day news. Because fundamentally, Kevin, as you well know, you and I talk about this all the time, the fundamentals are really super strong. In fact, I've got some new stuff for you this week later. Maybe we'll talk about it.
See, I don't know if the fundamentals are really strong, Dave Petz, though.
What fundamental are you worried about?
Well, you know, I've been, you know, I'm with you all the way about the markets. I'm a big proponent of the markets.
Yes, you are. You love it when you get to, when we have a down week. It's a beautiful thing.
I've been waiting a long time for this, Dave Petz. But clearly, we have to take a look at what happened with GM.
Yeah.
And 15% of the workforce, the president is upset, other things going on, people being... You know, I don't know what happens. It's like a magic wand, and all of a sudden people are losing their jobs. Not a lot of people, but some. And remember, as we've talked about for years, the difference between Wall Street and Main Street.
Yeah.
When is Main Street ever going to get that? Now, you could say the president's tax cuts, but there are still more people working two or three jobs when in the old days they used to work one.
Well, part of that's true, yes. And some of it's by choice, Kevin, where they really are saying, look, I want to work just a little bit on this job and then I'm going to do some night over here because I make great money. You know, let's say serving at a restaurant. They make great tip money, whatever it is. There's a lot of that going on, a lot of hustle out there.
The side hustle.
There's a lot of that. And, we don't have a manufacturing job that guarantees you a job for life unless you work in government or education. I guess education is government. Then unless you work there, you just basically get a raise every year. You got health care provided. You got an amazing pension. You got it. You got it nailed. You don't ever have to worry. Everybody else has to worry about their job. And in some cases, if you don't have high skills or high demand skills, you're always going to be hustling. You're always going to. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having a couple of jobs and maybe do some photography on the side or whatever it is to supplement income. That's kind of a neat thing. A lot of people are doing it with their hobbies. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think it shows any problems. We're at 3.7% unemployment rate, record low unemployment with blacks and Hispanics. And the economy is the worry. Like a month ago, Kevin, wasn't that we were laying people off, that we had a labor shortage. We needed to let all these immigrants in, legal or not, just to bring them in because we need them. We need them for workers or we're going to all die. Now we can't take a little data point of one or two things and say, see, the economy is terrible. I just don't agree with that. I think the employment picture is beautiful.
Dave Petz joining us, but the markets don't believe that the employment is beautiful. The markets have betrayed you, my friend.
Well, the markets do betray me from time to time. There's no question about it. The ebb and flow of life. And I think this is a correction. I don't think it's any more than that. When I look at what happened last week as far as economic fundamentals, you know, we look at trade. I think this is an important point to bring up. When we think of trade, we think of a trade war right now, like everybody's, yeah, this is the problem. This is what it is because we're having trouble getting along with China. At some point in time, somebody somewhere had to say enough is enough stealing technology. And Donald Trump was that guy. So this is not going to be easy. It's been 40 years of letting them steal, having bad trade deals, and that's just straight up on trade. But the reality is it's stopping. They're not going to just say overnight, yeah, we're okay with that. We should have been behaving all along. So they're pushing back. But what we're seeing, the tariffs drop. They've dropped from 9% to 7.5% this year, 9.9% to 7.5%. That's a substantial drop. That's on their own. There's 3,000 things they've dropped tariffs on. We're getting there.
Right, but then you have the media.
Yep.
Saying that Donald Trump's trade war is costing farmers, is costing automobile workers, and everyone else their jobs. Now, look, I'm all about taking on the Chinese.
Yep.
Because they have undue influence.
I thought maybe you were starting to really like the Chinese now and feeling sorry for them.
Well, you never know. They may buy KIDO Talk Radio.
They would if they could, I think.
Yeah. You never know.
How's your Mandarin?
Right, exactly. We'll work on that. But back to the negative narrative coming from the press.
Yeah.
that does influence the markets, does it not?
I think it influences us more than it does directly the markets. Markets, people, it's difficult to understand or even have confidence in something where these algorithms and computers can move markets for really nothing more than we heard this word in the press, like trade. And then it'll say sell. So it sells the S&P and all these other ETFs, exchange-traded funds. All those things get sold, and they can pound on it. And the SEC does not protect individual investors, which is very unfortunate, I think. I think they're unfortunately, very much like many government organizations, they're there in picture, but they actually don't do a darn thing. So they really don't protect senior citizens. They don't protect the markets. The SEC is supposed to protect markets, but they got rid of the uptick rule. And again, I don't want to get too far in the weeds, Kevin, but that was served the markets very well. And all it does now is serve the short sellers. There's some famous people on Wall Street that call it the short sellers equity commission.
Sure, but
and I think it is.
Trying to bring you back from the weeds here. Dave Petzo joining us.
Okay, I'll come back.
At 580-5436-580-KIDO. But when you have uncertainty about the administration, when you have uncertainty about the turnover going on, that does impact the markets. Or does it when you have Adam Schiff saying that the president not only is going to be impeached, but when he leaves office, he's going to jail?
Well, Adam Schiff is clearly a moron. I mean, he really is. The guy just won't shut up ever. I suppose they never in California, they can't figure out somebody to run against him because he clearly just is a screeching monkey. And so he never has any facts. He's been doing this forever about the Russia collusion. This has gone on for 2 years. Look, I'm not here to defend Donald Trump for paying off to have sex with porn stars.
Now, wait a minute. Where are we? I don't know where you're going on this. I'm talking about the markets and impeachment.
Adam Schiff.
Right.
He's the one that was
got to be
over.
Careful with that last name on the public airwaves.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is this is a completely ludicrous thing to what is a fundamental. We're going to impeach the president, cause all kinds of problems. It doesn't seem to me like there's any legal deal here. Just keep it in the press. Just keep everybody hot and bothered about it. But the reality is markets look beyond that. They're not looking at personalities. They don't care about sex. They're looking at fundamentals in the market. And we have come a long, long ways. And I'm going to say it again. I say it all the time. Corrections are normal. If you want to read into them more, there's plenty of opportunities to do that. But people who have been reading into this since 2009, when we bottomed, have been reading every little correction as we're going to pull back. And that has cost them 15,000 Dow points. That's
sure.
My point is that we have worried the entire way. Markets climb a wall of worry, and we're in another worrying period. But fundamentally, if we want to talk fundamentals, and I don't know what else to do to get away from the media, the noise, the narrative that's got to kill Donald Trump, is that the trade, if we want to talk about a trade war, why is it that October had the most trade ever?
But it's having an impact, is it not?
I don't know that it's
then
a
how
narrative.
Do you, then how just, do you explain the volatility in the markets?
You don't have to sometimes. That's the point I was trying to make with the black box, the SEC, and all my little going off to the weeds.
The porn stars and everything else.
That's right.
More coming up with Dave Petzo.
I'm listening back, Kevin. I didn't think I was that far off.
KIDO Talk Radio. And blessed to be part of your day. Kevin Miller in the morning. Dave Petzo joining us. Let's see. All right. Let's go to Katie. She has a question. Can you please ask Dave Petzo? Oh, no. I'm just reading it.
Oh.
About his opinion and thoughts regarding GE. Does Mr. Petzo think it's a good stock to invest? Now, I know you can't give specific advice because then you'll get slapped and such. But
yeah.
General Electric.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It is a tough one. I think they'll survive, but... you know what? That's just a ridiculous opinion, honestly, because there are so many pieces to GE. There's just so much there. The reason I say it will survive is it looks like it's got more assets than it does liabilities, but its cash flow has been poor. They slashed the dividend to zero or one penny or something like that. There is a reason to pay one penny instead of zero, but we don't need to get into that. And it basically pays no dividend. Used to be a dividend-paying stock, used to be a great company. Believe it or not, the largest in the world. It's tough. But I think they will survive. The real value or growth of this, it's an old industrial company. We're going to have to wait and see. If you own it and can take a tax deduction, my best suggestion is to sell it today. And then you have to wait 30 days to take the tax loss. And then if you decide you want to buy it in 30 days, you're doing it with a clear head instead of hoping for a turnaround. It gives you a chance to reassess because you have to wait 30 days to take that write-off. It's called a wash sale otherwise. So it gives us time to clear our heads, and I think that's what I would recommend doing. Yes, I think it'll survive. I really can't put a price target on it and think it's going to grow faster than Google. I don't. But as far as if it's a small part of a portfolio, I don't mind that.
All right, Dave Petso. Now, you said you had good news you wanted to share?
I do. I'd like to hear what your audience thinks about this the rest of the day. I'm really curious because this is a big geopolitical event. It really is.
Now, you're a globalist all of a sudden?
A Chinese-loving globalist.
Yes.
But, Kevin, here's the deal. This is something that has kind of snuck up on us, but it's not. It's just in the last few years that is really changing the whole globe, and we only think of it as like, well, that's kind of okay. I wonder how many jobs it creates, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's true. Economically, it's huge. But are you ready? We are, for the first time in 75 years, a net energy exporter. We export more energy than we input. Look, Kevin, you and I, when we were young, or you were a baby anyway, we had gas lines in this country because of OPEC. This is a structural. This is why Russia's so mad and so poor. They can't hold it over the Europeans anymore that they have the only energy pipeline. That's why that whole thing with Merkel and Trump was so important, getting rid of that pipeline. It's why the whole Middle East is changing, and Saudi Arabia is trying to be peaceful and trying to be helpful, trying to find alliances. It's why the Chinese can't hold a sway over us either, trade-wise. We have got a huge, powerful position in the world where we cannot be held hostage, and particularly hostage by people that hate us. What do you do with Iran? You tell them to heck with it. We're not even going to let you sell oil anywhere in the world. We don't care. And we see the world awash in oil. Why? Because the greatest importer is now an exporter. And this happens in a matter of just a few years. So when we think about,
why aren't our gas prices cheaper?
Well, they are, Kevin Miller. They should be about a dollar cheaper than they are now. You need to talk to local governments about that. The taxes
and the feds.
And I know I already hear people saying, "Well, Kevin, in Paris, it's $3.50. That's why they're burning Paris." I know that. That's true. But we're not Europe either. And I agree with you, Kevin. The taxes are high, but we do have to build roads and things like that. And I don't think it's too high to pay $2.50 a gallon.
I think the oil companies make a lot of money at our expense. I think that's where our roads will diverge, if you will.
Well, the oil companies do make money, thank goodness, or they'll stop drilling for oil. But making a lot of money, remember, the Exxons and the Chevrons continue to move down as far as companies that make money or the biggest companies in the world. They're not. They're sinking year by year as other companies rise and they stand still.
I'm getting out the Kleenex for them.
It's a big thing, Kevin. We just, as far as energy, it's great. We can feel safe about energy, but most importantly, geopolitically, we are not held hostage. The world is reshaping itself, in my opinion, in no small part to what's going on in the United States of America with our energy production.
So, 7Cares, Idaho Shares, your thoughts. Great to see you over there. And next year, you're going to do your show from there.
I am. Assuming it's not, a hurricane or something out there. Yes. The answer is yes. I'd love to do it over there and see all that. It's just fun to see everybody coming through. Everybody's festive. And Kevin, you and I have talked about this before too, and how amazing it is to watch all these people give. It's just such a heart change, and watching somebody be inspired and decide, I'm just going to give a radical amount of money. And we saw some of that over the weekend, and it's just a neat thing. And watching the kids get involved, everybody from the Bronco cheerleaders to the mayor and everybody else coming through. It's a real community event.
I don't think I saw the mayor.
Okay, I didn't either, but I just assumed he was there. So sorry about that.
I've been there many years.
I don't usually make stuff up. I just assumed that he was there.
And really hats off to the Bronco cheerleaders. You made an astute observation to me, and I'm glad that you were worried
really
about the Bronco cheerleaders. I thought about this at 4 in the morning. I was going to bring this up to you.
I'm glad you are now, because this way everybody can listen in.
Unlike you that had on like layers, and unlike me with a lot of built-in insulation, they just had those thin little outfits. And they, those poor little Bronquettes, call them what you will. I mean, they had them hauling food and such, and
got to keep them working because
wasn't
it was
very
cold.
Right. Now, that's dedication to the cause.
It was dedication to the cause.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad you pointed that out to us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I'm sure you didn't notice that either.
I just hang out with Reverend Bill.
Yes, and Reverend Bill and the Salvation Army, all those folks were out there too. That was a really, what a great deal that is. And I really appreciate Channel 7 and you both for being out there promoting it on nonstop, just being part of it. And having people, what was it, 37 locations, you told me, on Saturday?
Exactly.
37 locations in this valley, not including Twin Falls. What an amazing thing to tie the community together and raise hundreds of thousands of dollars and, you know, millions of pounds of food. It's a big deal.
And I always just like watching Mark Johnson work.
Yeah. He's a firecracker.
He is. Dave Pezzo, we appreciate you. The Pezzo Center, Pezzo Financial, Money Matters, this Saturday, 8 to 10. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Kevin Miller, KIDO Talk Radio.